This is a show that hits on all different aspects of real estate. It's amazing how the housing and the mortgage market impacts a lot of different aspects of our economy and our lifestyles here in the Charlottesville area. The key piece that I continue to look at is listing inventory, how many homes are actually on the market.
Real estate has a direct effect on our local economy. And now is your opportunity to talk about how it affects you.
We can't do anything about location, but we can do things about price. We can do things about condition, and energy efficiency is certainly a condition.
This is Real Estate Matters with Michael Guthrie, CEO at Roy Wheeler Realty, the Carr 2010 Realtor of the Year, and the current Charlottesville Regional Chamber of Commerce Small Business Person of the Year. Your questions and comments are always welcome at 977-1070. That's 977-1070. Now, here's Michael Guthrie.
Hey, good morning, Charlottesville. Welcome to Real Estate Matters. I'm Michael Guthrie, and we're glad you're joining us here on this sort of gray and, I guess, soon-to-be rainy Saturday. Lots going on, I'm sure. You're out and about doing your thing. If you get a chance, either today or tomorrow, get over to Boar's Head and watch the UVA tennis team. They looked awesome last night in a big win over Texas, 7-0. They play against number 5 Florida today, and then have another match tomorrow afternoon, Sunday. I can't remember exactly who they're up against on Sunday, but today's match against Florida should be a pretty special one. So keep that in mind, and if you've got some time, it's free, and it's a great way to spend, especially if it's a rainy Saturday afternoon. Hey, we're glad to have you here this morning. As you know, this show is all about real estate, and we try each week to convince you and encourage you in the ways of knowing that real estate does matter. It matters in a lot of different aspects of what happens in our community, whether it be tax revenue, whether it be jobs, whether it be just having a roof over your head. But in all those different places, real estate certainly does matter. And as you heard during the lead-in, it can be anywhere from, you know, talking about location and condition to pricing, to where the market trends are headed, and we're going to talk about that a little bit this morning. A couple, 3 weeks ago, we talked energy efficiency with the folks at LEAP, the Local Energy Alliance Program. And next week, just as a preview, got a couple guys coming on that run a company called Duct Medic, not Duck Medic, D-U-C-K, but D-U-C-T Medic. And they've got a really neat business where they come in and give you an analysis of if your ducts need cleaning, and if they do, it's something you should really consider, especially the dryer vent. If that thing is clogged up in any way, you lose a lot of energy efficiency. You've got to run the dryer longer to get things dried. So I'm really looking forward to having the folks from Duct Medic on next Saturday. So mark your calendars for that. And as always, if you miss a show, you can always find us via podcast in a number of different ways. One, you can go to facebook.com/realestatematters and find all the information there. You can go to wina.com, click on podcasts, go down to Real Estate Matters, and there's an archive of all the shows. And we're also on the Seville podcast website. All of our shows are archived there, thanks to my good friend Mike Basiglia and the group that are running that website. So there are lots of different places that you can find the show. If you hear something that you enjoy and you want to hear it again, there are ways that you can do that. Or if you know somebody that needs to listen to the information that we're giving you, you can point them in those directions. But this morning we're here with Brad Connor. Brad is the newly installed president of the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors. Just this past Thursday at the Boar's Head, he was installed. And I wanted to have him come on the show, talk a little bit about how he got to this place and what he's expecting for 2012. But before we kind of get into those type of things, Brad, I want to back up for one more show, if you will, or one more segment of the show, and just talk about the real estate market, and then we'll begin to look at the future of 2012. Okay. Daily progress on Wednesday and Thursday, the headlines were all about the city and the county real estate values falling. And, you know, I read the Daily Progress. I respect what they do. But I find it interesting that these assessments, you know, came out one day after another, and yet they decided to have these huge headlines 2 days in a row about the assessments in both the county and the city falling. And in fact, they did. Mm-hmm. But the reason I wanted to start the show this way is this proves a point that I've been making on this show ever since I started almost 2 years ago on this show, is that you can take something and you can point it in a certain direction, but it may not be, in fact, what's really happening. Right. And that can be positively or negatively. You can both smoke at people and say things are great, or you can do what I think was sort of sensational headlining to try to get people to think, oh, gosh, you know, the sky is still falling. If you've been listening to the show, you've heard me talking about the fact that I really believe things are stabilizing and we're going to begin to see a gradual recovery in 2012 and hopefully begin to see a real light at the end of the tunnel in 2013. But then you read this headline and you go, oh, what does Guthrie know? I mean, look at this. The assessments are falling. And we talked about it a little bit before the show. And the point that you made that was a very good one was the fact that, folks, you need to understand that these assessments are done over a period of time. And if you listen to the show a couple weeks ago, where we were talking about 2011 and projecting into 2012, the trend is positive, but the trend has only been happening in the last 2 or 3 months. And I know you're going to talk a little bit about the early reports of January, but talk to me a little bit about, I mean, you know, we got these headlines. People can read that and say, oh, gosh, you know, things still aren't good. I shouldn't do anything. But isn't this exactly why somebody, if they're really serious about thinking about buying or selling or renting, isn't this a great example of why I need to get with somebody that really knows what they're talking about and can give them the whole story versus just the kind of sensational headline story?
Exactly. I mean, one of the things that if you're getting a good, thorough, competitive market analysis, one of the things they'll deal with on there is comparing the homes in that market set, their sales prices to assessment. And it's amazing how the difference, as I mentioned earlier, last half of 2011, homes in Forest Lakes were selling for 12 to 15% above assessment. But then again, I live in Forest Lakes. I got my notice the other day. My house went down a little over $2,000. So obviously there's a disconnect there, but it is a lagging thing. I'm fully, confident that by 2013, we'll be going up based on what the sales history is going to be.
Well, and let's talk, I live out your way as well. I live over off of Carsbrook and basically got the same assessment you did. I think it was a $3,000 difference in, I think, the improvements versus the land. I think the land stayed the same and the improvements went down by $3,000. But again, my neighborhood has been pretty active in things selling and in a positive vein. But the important thing about this is that a lot of folks out there, realtors and consumers, when they go to look at what they think the house is worth, the first thing they look at is the assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And so with this going down, a seller is immediately put in sort of a defensive position because now the assessment's gone down before. But, folks, this is why you need to get with somebody that really knows what they're talking about, because they're going to come in, they're going to run the statistics for you, and they're going to be able to substantiate and provide the case that, okay, it did assess at X, but let me show you what's happened in the last 3 or 4 months where things have sold for Y, and therefore that's why we're at the price we are. So don't look at assessment. Look at this, because I just, time and time again, I hear people say, well, I'm thinking about making an offer. How much below assessment can I make it for? Well, in some places you can make it for less, but in other places you make it for less and you may not,
we're close.
You're not going to get that property. So we talked at, the end of 2011, things, were picking up. We finished 2011 a little bit ahead of 2010 in the number of sales. I felt really good about that because 2010 had the tax credit in it, 2011 didn't. So we finished ahead of 2010 without any sort of stimulus. So in the last couple of minutes before we take a break, talk a little bit about what you've seen through the end of January. I know it's still too early to get the final numbers for January, but it looks like the trend is continuing in the right direction.
Yeah, we are. I won't actually get into real numbers because we don't close the month until the 10th because there's just so many closings that happened the last couple of days of the month. It takes a little while for those to go through the system. But the early reports, they're only going to get better as more information comes in. Once again, month over month, January 2012 over January 2011, we're up in pendings, which means you know, house is going to closing, and the active listings are down. So, yeah, that's a good situation. The inventory is continuing to reduce a little bit. You know, the inventory thing could be a little bit. It's January. It may beef up in, you know, February, March as people see the spring market coming along. But, yeah, it is a good sign that, once again, for another month, the pendings are above where they were this time last year.
And folks, again, the important thing to understand about that in regards to our show a couple of weeks ago, if you are seriously thinking about putting your house on the market, right now is the time, because when we get to March and April, there will be folks who are thinking, okay, the spring market's hit, we're going to put the house on the market. If the inventory, the number of listings is less right now, and the number of people writing contracts is more, you want to be in that marketplace right now. You want to be priced right, you want to be good condition, and you want to be aggressive at a time where there's not as much competition. So I encourage you, if you're serious about doing that, to think about getting it on sooner rather than later. Hey, we're going to take a break. INJ Builders and New American Mortgage are sponsors. I'm privileged to have them with us. And we'll look forward to seeing you after they have a chance to introduce themselves to you. Welcome back to Real Estate Matters. I'm Michael Guthrie. We're glad you're with us. And folks, I got to tell you, I'm so excited that I know that people out there are listening. When I first started doing this almost 2 years ago, I had no idea if anybody was out there listening. I knew people were downloading it and listening to it online. But I had no idea if there were really actual listeners out there. And last night I was at the tennis match over at Boar's Head, and two different people came up to me and said, hey, I listen to your show on Saturday mornings, and do you do that live? And I told them that, you know, most times I do try to do it live unless I'm out of town or a guest can't make it in. And then somebody else, we went out afterwards to have a bite to eat, and somebody else, you know, talked about listening to the show. And so thank you. The fact that people are finding us, finding it informative, the fact that people appreciate the fact that it really is a show about real estate, all different matters of real estate. And it just means the world to me to have people coming up and telling me that they not only are listening, but they're enjoying the show. I'm here with Brad Connor, who is the new president of the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors. I've had an opportunity to work with Brad over the last several years. When I was the president of CAR in 2009, Brad had the unenviable task of running the board of directors for the Real Estate Weekly at a very, very challenging time. And we worked together then, and was very pleased when he entered into the leadership team of CAR. And 3 years later, he's now at the helm. And our association is in good hands with him and Denise Ramey and John Ince. And Greg Slater is the immediate past president as the executive team. And Brad, I'm really appreciative of you being on the show. One, to kind of, you know, kind of start out in regards to talking a little bit about the market. But I wanted to just talk to you a little bit about what our realtor community faces. And that means everybody, folks. It doesn't just mean real estate agents or loan officers or title folks. It means you as a homeowner, you as somebody who's thinking about, you know, buying a house at some particular point. There are a lot of things out there that are facing the housing industry, and what might happen could positively impact or negatively impact any sort of housing recovery. And as I listened to your speech on Thursday, I was appreciative of the fact that, and I may have this, you know, somewhat wrong, but I was appreciative of the fact that you there were some key elements that were important to you in 2012, and one was the continued pursuit of professionalism in our organization and in our industry. One, in regards to the way that we do our business. Two, in the way that we train realtors to be professional and be knowledgeable. But also, and something I think is really, really important, is the whole cooperative spirit amongst our association. We're very fortunate here in Charlottesville. We have a very cooperative group of folks. So we have about 1,000 realtors. And you know, pretty much I can count on one hand folks who, you know, maybe I wouldn't want to do a deal with. Most of the folks are folks that want to win-win. They don't want to be adversarial. They want to make it happen for their clients. And you certainly spoke about that during your speech. But you, and so I want to chat with you about that. But I also thought it was important that you know, a significant part of what you said was talking about getting involved from a standpoint of us as realtors. I forget the number. Was it 235 folks per agent? Is
yeah,
that
234 to split hairs.
Sorry, 234 folks per agent. And his point was that each of us are responsible for 234 people in this community to make sure that the housing industry is healthy and recovering. And I just thought that was a really neat sort of perspective to put on it. So, one, congratulations on being installed. And I don't want to forget to congratulate Tim Carson from RE/MAX Assured. Tim is the new Realtor of the Year for 2011. And Sasha Farmer from Montague Miller, who was named the Sales Associate of the Year. Congratulations to both of them. That happened on Thursday as well. But, Brad, congratulations. Thank you for taking this on. And just sort of expand a little bit on what I just talked about in regards to your speech and what you think is important as we move through this year.
Well, I just think that, you know, as realtors, we represent our clients. And if we work together, you know, win-win's big. I was in the hotel business 21 years. And, you know, making... Yeah, giving service to people, making people happy, making things work for people.
Don't mean to interrupt. Don't forget the Boy Scout oath, too.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, my 14 years in the Boy Scouts. But it's just, you know, we can have successful transactions and work together, and everybody's happy. No one wins if somebody walks away from the transaction feeling like, you know, they were taken advantage of. So that's just something I really drove home. But the really meat of my talk was... Yeah, you know, we've got some issues coming up in the real estate world that, you know, could really change things. You've got, you know, what's going to happen with Fannie and Freddie? I mean, for years, that's been the way for the average American to get into a home. And if that's not overhauled in a good way, we could be taking a good chunk of people out of the buying process.
Yeah, and I think that's important to understand for folks that don't know what that means. Fannie and Freddie is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and they are what are called the secondary mortgage market. And basically what their job is, when you get a loan with somebody, the lender is going to sell that loan into the secondary market, and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are the two main proponents of that. And so if that goes away, now it's got to be totally on the private side. And in most situations, that means that you're going to see higher interest rates and more costs.
Right. And higher down payments. And that's going to cut out a whole lot of first-time home buyers. And even, you know, in this current economic situation, cut out a whole lot of second, third, and fourth-time buyers just because their equity was lost in the downturn. So that part's very important. Some of the provisions of the new finance package That same thing. The banks now have to keep a little more of their inventory in their portfolio. So they're wanting higher, they want to make sure they've got stronger performing. So, you know, it used to be able to still get loans at a credit score of 580. Well, they went to 620. Now, if you're not 640, you know, banks and mortgage brokers don't want to talk to you. So the credit score, you know, it's gotten harder now to get a loan because the bank has to hold on to more of those because of those changes. So if your secondary market goes away, that's even going to even trend even harder for people to get those loans. It's very important for the real estate agents to get involved. You know, we're going down in 2 weeks to Richmond for Day on the Hill. A lot of issues that are affecting the real estate community. And it's not just us. I mean, perfect example. Something we're fighting hard for and kind of up against the utility people is right now a utility company can go back on a landlord for bills that a tenant walked on, which I don't think is fair to a landlord, you know. And we think we came up a little short last year. We think we got a good chance of getting through this year. It's just a perfect example of something we're doing for our clients to make real estate a better investment. That's not necessarily helping us, but it just helps the whole real estate industry.
Yeah, and I think it's important for folks to understand that this is not a Democratic or a Republican or a Green or whatever party you want. What we call it is the Realtor Party. And we want to support folks who are strong on things that positively impact the housing industry. And whether it be the mortgage interest deduction, whether it be the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac thing, whether it be the, you know, push to have 20% down, which would just be, you know, disastrous for most folks trying to buy a property, or versus this landlord utility thing. I mean, I jokingly call that the Ramsey Cadell Act, because, you know, two of our realtors were very adamant about the fact that this was wrong, that they shouldn't have to pay for somebody else's delinquencies. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. And then, you know, the other thing, too, is this whole RESPA, Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. their intent is right. They want to protect the consumer, but some of the guidelines and regulations they're putting in place are not allowing folks to do the things that they need to do to give the consumer the best service at the best price.
Right.
And so there's a lot going on out there. And folks, if you have issues or questions that can be that we can help you with, Brad, what's the best way for them to reach you as president of our association?
Either through Carr or my phone number is 953-8124, and feel free to call me.
Great. Brad, thank you so much for being on. Thanks for taking the lead with our association. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Folks, our time is up. We thank you for yours. Have a great weekend, and go Hoos.